As more and more people get COVID vaccines, the hope is that at some point, the coronavirus will no longer be able to spread among humans. But what about animals? Scientists believe the coronavirus originated in bats, and some say stopping transmission between different species could be the key to preventing future pandemics. One zoo has already given an experimental COVID vaccine to its apes. NPR's Eva Tesfaye has the story.
At the San Diego Zoo and Safari Park, the apes know when it is time to be vaccinated. They sit still and allow the veterinarian to inject their arms through the barrier.
It's pretty amazing. Our gorillas are and our great apes are trained to participate in their own care.
That's Lisa Peterson, director of the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. In January, a troop of 8 gorillas at the safari park tested positive for the coronavirus. They were quarantined and received treatment, and they are happily recovering.
We're seeing their everyday personalities and vivaciousness coming back. So we're very excited that we were able to get them through it.
Since the outbreak among the gorillas at the safari park, the zoo decided to vaccinate its apes. 6 bonobos, 4 orangutans, and 3 gorillas have since gotten shots. The COVID vaccine that the San Diego Zoo is using was produced by the veterinary pharmaceutical company Zoetis. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it approved the vaccine for experimental use by the zoo. Mahesh Kumar of Zoetis says it's not the same vaccine that's being given to humans. He says although it's the same virus, the way the vaccine triggers the animal's immune system is different.
The carrier or the adjuvant that's mixed with this antigen needs to be specific to species.
He says that other zoos have contacted Zoetis about its vaccine. But some zoos are more focused on vaccinating the staff who work with the animals first. That's the sound of sea lions and their keepers reported by the St. Louis Zoo. Dr. Luis Padilla is a veterinarian and the vice president of animal collections at the zoo.
The biggest thing we do to keep our animals safe is to keep our staff safe.
He says that the staff wear PPE around the animals and undergo daily screenings for COVID symptoms or exposure. The San Diego Zoo and Safari Park have also vaccinated their staff. Zoos across the country are monitoring their animals to see if any new knowledge can be gained into how viruses get transmitted between animals and humans. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 75% of emerging infectious diseases come from animals. COVID-19 is thought to have originated from bats, and it's named that because it happened in 2019. Dr. Sharon Deem is an epidemiologist at the St. Louis Zoo. She says learning more about the transmission of viruses between animals and humans could prevent more pandemics in the future.
So a few years from now, you don't call us and ask about COVID-23 or COVID-25.
Zoos are one of the few controlled environments where humans regularly interact with wildlife. Both approaches, vaccinating animals and protecting zoo staff, are rooted in the idea that by caring for the health of animals, we are protecting ourselves. Eva Tesfaye, NPR News.